it. I like what you did there. I like what you did there.
You feel what we got going on here? It is episode 31. Ooh. You heard that? Are you hearing that? Are you hearing that correctly? 31? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. If it is your first time watching, it is your boy Kaz. You can follow all my socials at CAZ_0. And I know you hear the background noise, so before I introduce these beautiful people, we got a newcomer on the show. You know, if like I said, Chris is he's gone for some time.
Yeah, doing a little time.
So taking over a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, and we also got some beautiful ladies in the building as well.
Yeah, we do.
So you introduce yourself first one time for the
people. I appreciate you, man. Shout out to Chris, first of all. We miss you out here, buddy. Hope you're recovering soon, man. And my name's Devon. You can follow me on Instagram at Devon So Divine. Yeah, so I'm ready for it.
All right. And to my right over here, with the little giggles
what we got?
Back and forth. They don't even know
who are these little bubbly girls.
They don't even know who's going to introduce themselves first.
I hate laughter.
Wait a minute, man, hold on.
I don't like buttercup.
All right, you go first then. You go first.
I am Taryn. I'm not going to put my social, just kidding. You can follow me if you want. Not really anything much to see, but at Taryn Holford on Instagram.
Okay, I didn't want to interrupt your intro, but you got a camera right there as well.
Oh my gosh. So. Wow. So I can't have nice things, okay?
Oh, I guess I'll go.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Fabuloso is what they call me on the streets.
So clean.
So clean.
So clean.
Okay. No, Fabs. You can follow me at Fabs_Shav. Is that my interest?
I don't remember.
I think that's it. I changed it.
It's probably that, right?
But I take 3 to 5 business days to follow back.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. Here we go. But she's not lying, though.
She's not lying.
Just kidding. All but right, thank you guys for having me on.
As you hear, there's a lot of chatter going on. This may or may not be a toxic episode.
Oh, it will be.
I smell it.
Lord, I can smell it brewing.
I can just smell it brewing.
You know, we got these beautiful drinks in front of us here. We're enjoying ourselves, as always. On my story on IG last week, I posted like a relationship type Q&A. We wanted to hear from the people, get, you know, different questions in. So that's why we got two guys here, two girls here. We're going to answer some relationship type questions.
Oh, boy.
I'm not binary. So, like, hold up.
So, like I said, you may know how this goes, maybe not, but we're going to enjoy it. We're going to get right into it. So, I have a little box that we're going to pull from.
Cool.
Answer these Q&A. Mm-hmm. But real quick, before we get into it. Like I said, it's episode 31. Mm-hmm. I want to quickly shout out this beautiful production, everyone that helps out with this, all the editors, the
Code Effect,
cameraman. We got the cameraman back here.
Code Effect.
You know, I am very thankful. Everyone watching, tuning in weekly, I am very, very grateful for it. So we going to keep this content coming for you. Mm-hmm. So let's pull this box out real quick.
So let me look here.
Yes.
This is going to be cut out, right?
Well, all right. We having a conversation, so okay.
Look to you.
Okay,
we have a conversation.
I could do a shout out.
Which one should we start with?
Which one?
Me.
Let's start with this.
let's start with
Miss Fabuloso.
Oh, okay, cool.
See the box,
ladies.
Okay, you got the ASMRs.
What if I forget how to read?
So go ahead and pull from that box.
So
hard to
read.
Oh, no!
And you got to read it out loud too.
Oh, of course I get this one.
Don't be shy.
Is it okay to be friends with your ex?
Ooh.
While I'm here.
I told you I feel the toxicity brewing.
I think it is. If you establish that you guys are literally just friends, there's no feelings involved. If you're in a current relationship, they understand that and respect that. I think it's okay. I think if those feelings are completely gone, then yes, 100%, it's okay to be friends with your ex.
Okay, let's flip over to a guy real quick. Get your opinion.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think you should do that shit at all.
I had a feeling. I'm about to leave.
I think that's the worst thing you can actually do. I don't. The thing is, yo, like, I would never trust my girl with their ex. But the reason why I say that is because they already had a history and feelings that's never really gonna go away if they keep in contact all the time.
Yeah.
Can I add something?
No. What you got? What you got?
Because it depends on how the relationship was at that time. Mm. If it's like a small, it wasn't anything serious, or it wasn't really toxic, like you grew up from that, I feel like you can be friends with your ex.
There's factors that go into that, though.
Yeah,
like
it depends.
It's the kind of relationship. It's the time period. Mm. Like, if it was a few months, then really, does it matter?
I can put some damage in a few months. All
right, I'm going to throw myself in here.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you're, king of toxic.
I think the word friends is questionable. I think you could be cordial with your ex.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe that's what, yeah.
Well, like you said, the whole texting and talking all the time, that's
different.
I can't
so
do
you're
that.
Right.
Okay. But now that I think about it, there's also the factor of, like, if it didn't end well, then as much as you would be like, oh, yeah, we could be friends, like, there's going to be a point where in that friendship, you start to think of, like, that relationship and mm-hmm. that toxicity, and then you're... It could be like good feelings where it's like, oh, maybe I messed up, and then you cross that line. Or it could be like, oh my God, I can't believe that he treated me like that, and then it's arguments and then just unnecessary drama.
That's why I say cordial, because it's cordial. Like there's always I don't know, there's always that history behind it.
Yeah.
So agreed. It's like, I know.
There's history, there's no going back, I guess.
That's true. I guess that you would say cordial, not friends.
Word.
So
I mean, the thing is, if I'm having a partner. Real quick. Okay. If it's a partner of mine, like, I don't even see them as a friend, to be honest. Like, we're not friends. Like, we have a whole new relationship that's going on. Like, you know what I mean? So, why would I put you in that category where I have my boys and everything? Like, I have friends, but it's like, that the girl that I'm with and I'm having like that passionate night, you know, mm-hmm. with her, like, you know what I mean, I'm taking out to dinner, spending all this money, whatever. Yeah. It's like, I'm treating her completely different than my friends. Like, they're not gonna get spoiled like that.
That's true.
You know?
But I have a question then for the guys. What if you were friends with this person before that? Like, what if you had already been friends, like, a different relationship before, and then it just turned into a relationship, it just didn't work out? Like, could you go back to being friends, or is it just dead at that point?
I think it all depends on how the relationship went, how it ended.
How it starts. I think that's
the question. Every situation,
how a relationship starts is very important.
Every situation is different.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of people are not friends or cordial with their ex. But the people who, as long as they have like a common understanding, you know, I don't see a problem with that, because like you said, there's a boundary. Mm-hmm. If you're not contacting that person like that, if you're not trying to like come back in their life or whatever, but you guys, you're cool, you know, I don't see a problem with that.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, it does.
I just don't want to see her tap, you know, like double tapping on his thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why is she still giving him hearts on Instagram?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I'm gotta keep doing all that. All right,
that's another topic, because then there's the social media aspect.
Yeah,
I'm talking about if you don't see this person, you just like, you don't hate them, but they're just there. That's what I mean.
Okay, I got you.
Agreed.
But social media, that's a whole different
story. So it's dead.
It's dead.
Don't have a social media account.
Who just drew?
Fast.
What's that?
So a guy should draw now.
Yep. That's how it works.
Back and forth.
You know what? I'll pull myself.
Do it.
There you go. Why not?
Do it yourself.
Shake.
Don't look. It's a big one.
Oh, it's thick.
Thoughts on looking through each other's phone.
Danger. That's a dangerous zone.
It is hot in here.
Oh, God.
It's a dangerous zone.
Oh, God.
That is... I think it's a big no-no on both ends. I don't want to look through your phone. There's always going to be curiosity. But I don't want to look through your phone. I don't want you looking through my phone.
Answer.
You know what? You know what?
This conversation.
You know what? I'm trying to say something about that. Like... There's a lot of people out there that actually have a lot of history still on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can move on from that person, but if you let a girl go through your phone, or a very insecure man, and he see the history, ooh, and he's like, wait, you doing all this and that? You don't do that with me? Like, he'll be so jealous, you know? So like, you gotta be careful giving him that code.
Really thinking
I couldn't do, I feel like, you know, there's definitely trust. You gotta have trust, but like, that's just, I don't know, that's... I feel like that's going too far.
It's not necessary.
I don't want nobody going through my phone, let alone my partner. All right.
Well,
that's my privacy.
Context. Like, I feel like in certain situations, like...
Oh, my God. Oh,
certain situations, huh?
I don't know.
Oh, so you're that... Okay.
Let's say they're like, oh, yeah, like, just go through my phone real quick. Like, I don't know. Like,
but
I
for
just
what?
Depends. Like, if my significant other was like...
What, you gonna check my email?
Yes.
What you looking for?
I don't know.
What you need to see?
I don't know. No, but for me, it's just like, if they wanted to look through my phone, I wouldn't be like, why? Because I don't have anything to hide.
Mm.
So, like, for me, it's like, if you were to, like, put up a wall and be like, no, then I'd be like, well, why?
I feel like women be testing it, though. Like, they ask you just to see what you would say. And then
agreed.
If you're not cool with it, then they're like, oh, he hiding
but
something.
Women are very intuitive. Like,
wow. It's like... But why you gotta bring it there?
If I'll never question or be like, I have to go through this person's phone unless I've noticed something that I'm like, something's off. That's okay. Suspicious. That's weird. Then it's like, okay, something's, I need to investigate. I can't tell you how many times like I've investigated or like seen something like Fabs knows. If she'll be like, hey, something seems off with this. And I'm like, BRB.
FBI agent right here.
Like, girls find everything.
Quick,
yeah.
Y'all the
I
best
really
detectives.
Feel like I need to change my career.
Not every detective are females, right? Because like, y'all are amazing at that.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I really
this
do pride myself in that skill.
Uh-oh. You go, Ken. You got it, man. That's all you.
Because I feel like on both ends, there's always the curiosity.
For sure.
Like, you know, we think about it sometimes, too. But...
But you don't what? Act on it.
No.
Because it's, I feel like it's like starting a fire a little bit.
Depends
you know?
On who you're with. If you're
okay, yeah, it depends
that,
on
like,
who
you're with.
If you
like
got that level of trust
way,
established already, then, you know,
then
it's cool.
The problem? Exactly.
But I know, you know, people in general, like, they have all their privacies on their phone, no matter who it is. Neither
like
if I'm showing him, neither if I'm showing you.
Like what?
Oh my
God. They ask her what private.
Detective hat on her.
I'm wow.
Activated. She don't activate it.
I told you it was
going to be
Oh my God. So, what I was going to say
changes
is.
Changes the subject.
Wait, before we do continue, I was going to say that one thing I did think that was really cool was I saw an interview with Little Duval, and he was talking about how our phones are like our second brain. So that's how it so how I see that is like, if you're going through my phone, you're going through my brain. That's
exactly.
One of my brains.
Low key, yeah.
You don't want to be in my brain.
Yes,
honestly.
I do.
Oh
I'm
my
married.
God.
Hell yes.
Wait, now you're talking about
this
alone.
Like,
I'm not asking me in a serious relationship. I want to be in your brain.
Oh
like, what's
God.
Going on?
Anyway, next question.
I'm not toxic,
control,
though. I swear
huh?
I'm not toxic.
She wanted control, bro. That's a scary one, yo. You know?
I actually never thought about that.
I feel like I realize why this is our topic now. Oh, Fabs.
Just kidding.
And I want to say, too, these are all random questions sent in from you guys.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you,
none of us know what's in this box right now. So we just go
yeah,
with it.
Yeah,
we
really
we
tried to go through them. McCass wouldn't let us.
No, because I was not
the thing
it.
Is, I don't even know them neither.
Yeah.
I wrote them a week ago. I forgot what it said.
About
but
a week ago.
Is it,
see,
is
I remember everything.
Whose turn was it?
Taryn.
Shout out to all the people that use wipes when they go to the bathroom. Shout out to y'all.
Thank you for that. We just go on.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, read that out loud.
How much arguing is too much?
Arguing. That's funny. That's not even a part of my vocabulary. That's,
who asked that?
Arguing is too much.
You all, you get to start off the answer.
I don't really know. I guess.
You don't look like an arguer.
I'm really not. Like, not to toot my own horn, but toot. Because, like, every time my friends get into arguments with their significant other, I'm the one they call. And a lot of times it's like her and the boyfriend that call me trying to like be like,
she's are you,
my
are you talking about this one right here?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about her and like
my friends.
So many others. So many
she's
others.
Talking about
my
friend.
Like yeah. A lot of my she friends really come to me it. Because one thing about me is I like to put myself in both shoes.
I hate it.
She really does because I will tell her straight up like, listen, you're overreacting and here is why. And this is why he reacted that way. And you need to understand it from his perspective as well. And the way she is, she gets like really angry and then really emotional. So I know exactly where she is at what point.
So now you're just calling her out.
100%. 100%.
I think arguing it helps strengthen the relationship a little bit. Because it shows that y'all are, you know, like y'all really care.
What are you arguing about?
I agree with that. But the question was, how much is too much arguing?
Like if you argue about little things.
Okay, so.
Can you put a number on that?
Yeah, right?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you can.
That's a tough question.
I don't like that question.
All right, let's move on.
That's gross.
No, I want another
Kick
question.
Kick it to the curb.
It is not your turn.
Okay.
Damn.
Oh, baby, oh, girl, away. Baby.
Oh, what you got for me in here?
Oh, boy.
Spin my bottle.
Okay. When you get a hemorrhoid, when should you go to the doctor? Oh, my fault. My dyslexia got me. It says, are kids a deal breaker? So, like, having kids.
Damn, that's
like,
tough.
Okay.
Like, wait. If the person that you're dating has kids from a previous relationship.
Well, before you even go dating, let's start.
Yeah, rewind it back.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
We skip it.
Rewind it back.
My bad. Talking.
I'm going to be real. For me, like, this is how I feel, right? Like, if you have a kid, you're like an automatic, like, 6 to me. You can't go any higher.
Oh, how old are you?
Not a 6.
Old enough to make my own decisions. And,
no, I'm curious.
But
like, your mindset is different.
Well, yeah, like, I'm 25.
Yeah, that's okay.
So it's like, if a woman has a kid, it's like, we could be cool and all. Like, we could be friends and stuff like that. We can hang out. Maybe some fun stuff can happen, but like I'm not thinking about like a real future.
Disney with the kids,
right?
Oh god. But the thing is, I come into the relationship for the woman, not the kid. Like, I'm not here for the kid, you know. Like, that kid has his own father. He has his own guy that's supposed to be there. I don't know what happened to them, but like with me, I just think like we could just be cool, but I'm not thinking about a
future.
He's
not Russell Williams.
Yeah,
it's okay. But
that's
what about
not
you?
Even his last name. She said Russell Williams.
Russell Williams.
Did you not see that one TikTok?
Oh my lord!
I'm sorry,
Kaz. What you gotta say, bro?
We're gonna go lady first. But for me, that's a deal breaker. I can't do it because I'm always gonna be in second place.
Would that change as you get older?
If I get to a certain age. Maybe.
Okay.
I know for me right now.
You're young right now.
24 years old.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And it's pretty common now too. At this age. So it's like. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just know me personally.
Yes,
yeah, I'm saying that's a bad thing. For me personally, I respect it, but. I can't really work with it because if I'm thinking about building a future with you, everything's kind of changed.
Because
I want to have my own kids eventually too.
Yeah, that guy's a part of everything.
Yeah,
that too. And it's like, say I want to have my own kids.
Mm.
Okay, now we got a whole mix in this family.
Mm.
So it's a hard no.
You know what? We should drink to that.
Salud, man. They not drinking.
I'll cheers.
I'll drink, but
I'm just different. Like,
well, drop your opinion.
Because I have a stepfather who loves me very, very much.
Good for him.
He does. Thank you.
But so he came around later on, right?
I was 7. Granted, they were older.
Well, his age. Okay.
Granted, but I still feel like
can we get more backstory? Actually, yeah, that'd be great if we actually
you want the whole backstory.
A little bit, just a synopsis.
So what? I'm like my mom and my dad backstory, and then
no, we don't gotta go that far.
So they were older, correct?
They were older. Yes, they met on what's that one dating website with the white people? What is it called?
Christian Mingle?
No.
What
are you talking about?
Farmers Only.
I was gonna say that next.
No, but the eHarmony.
Oh, it's eHarmony.
They met online. 3 months later, they got married.
Right.
They've been married for
3. Wait, what?
3 months later, they got married.
But how old were they at that point?
My mom was probably like 40.
Okay.
They were older, granted.
All right, so this is a lot different.
But they both had. But I'm saying in a sense of. I've even known people that have a child and like dated someone with a child and they taking that child as their own. So I think it's different if you're okay with that.
For sure.
I think it's just depending on the age. I personally feel like depending how old you are and how you want to move on with your future.
Well, that's why I say in the future,
it could be different.
I'm just saying right now,
like I totally get their change. Responsibility.
Especially if it's a woman with a, you know, 3-year-old kid.
That's also a lot of responsibility for like a 24-year-old, a 25-year-old, because they might, I mean, like, even if they met someone that they're super into, like they want to be in the moment. But when you bring on someone that has kids at this age, you can't be in the moment because then you have to factor in like the child. And that's a lot of responsibility for right now.
But too much for me right
35,
now.
40, whatever.
I think it just depends.
Then you're at a point where, like, you're establishing your career. You've kind of, like, grown into yourself as
you
a person.
You can't have kids yourself.
And then, like, you...
Huh? Listen, 35, 40.
One last thing. I just thought about this. Like, I've actually talked to a woman that had a kid. And the thing is that annoys me so much is that after every two sentences, she will bring up the kid. Like, I got to do this, but my kid.
You're always going to be in second.
But that's understandable. Yeah. But at your age right now, it's kind of just like, but I want to just like live. I want to travel with you.
It's understandable. It's understandable. I just can't do it for me.
For sure. For right now.
I personally could not do it right now.
Never. Yeah, right now I could not do it.
35, 40, I'm trying to be in Cabo with my wife.
On to the next
question.
Go
ahead and read that for us real quick.
Oh, but didn't we have this already?
Oh, no, we said it before, but go ahead.
Okay.
Wait, we had this?
Too long to be in the talking. Oh, sorry. You're not to rewind the whole shit.
Rewind.
Run that back, Turbo.
How long is too long to be in the talk? Wait, what the fuck? I feel
like... How long is too long to be talking to someone?
There you go, that's what it was.
Was it that hard?
Yes,
wow. Answer.
I realized that after 4 or 5 months, I think that's too long. I would say 5 months, 6 months would be the...
You gotta
stop. 6 months after talking to someone, they're not trying to take you serious. 6 months is the max.
His face is like genuine.
4 months, if the guy doesn't really know, like, oh, I want to date you, bro, cut that nigga off.
Talk, please. Damn. Please. For sure. I need to hear this. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kaz, you got this,
go
right?
Ahead.
She was looking at you, so I'm going to let you answer first.
I don't do this. Okay, well, talking, right? What? So everybody has their own version of what talking is.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Everybody has their own relationships, right? So, like, the thing is with me, like, I have a standard of, like, where I want to see our relationship at. So, like, I know everybody is working on themselves. Mm-hmm. So, like, I got to see that you're progressing yourself while we're talking. Mm. So, like, it just depends. Everybody's, like, a slow learner. But with me, like, if I know... you are certain and who you are, like, yeah, I mean, we can do like dating or whatever you want to call that, but like at the end of the day, nothing really matters until a ring is there. So
period.
Sorry. I mean, I don't know if y'all been seeing out there, because Drake is out here talking to what, fiancés or married couples?
Oh,
what's
I going saw on? That. Like, I didn't ending see that. 8 year long. Shit.
Wait, Drake? My ex
Drake?
Now it's my ex.
Drake?
At the end of the day, it's like.
I feel like Drake's a player.
You just gotta have trust in each other and just be like, yo, what are we doing? Like, I feel like people put it in such of a box instead of just making their own relationship that it has to be. Y'all don't have to get, like, date. Y'all don't have to be like boyfriend, girlfriend. Y'all can be like, oh, like to outside. That's the only reason people even say
fuck
that.
With two.
It's only to the outside people. But if y'all are cool, y'all can call it whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's my gummy bear. Like, oh, that's your gummy bear? Yeah, that's my gummy bear. Like, that's my little side patch. Like, that's my sweet thing, you know? So, like, you know, put your own word. If, you know what I mean? You don't have to follow everybody else. Make your own shit.
I'll add to that. I also think that people need to understand that not every relationship ends until, like, oh, I'm going to marry this person. Every relationship also can be like, this is what I learned from. This is what I don't want. So you have to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's important. It's important.
No, 100%. I feel like it's... You learn from every relationship. Like, God doesn't put you in situations to be like, oh, like, this is what your future is going to be like. This is, like, what you don't want, Fabs. This is what you want to do. This is how you want to live your life. I think that's how you should view every relationship and every situation that God puts you through.
I think that's very important what you say, because everyone goes into it thinking what they do want and not what they don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's... someone's, I mean, I don't know how related this is, but someone, I went to a wine tasting one time. And he told me, you know, he was like, a very important part of the wine tasting is to figure out what type of wine you don't like. You know, everyone goes to be like, let me try this one. I like this. But also, he said, like, you know, to go there to know what type of wine not to buy next time. So I guess I'm kind of relating it to what you said a little bit, because I think that's important in a relationship. You know, not every person you date, you're going to marry them. Mm-mm. You know, like you said, you learn along the way. So thank you for that point.
At the end of the day, bro, like, I feel like you got to be specific on what you want, like every single thing. Like me, I believe you got to know every single little thing that you want from somebody. Even if people say it's high standards, but it's like, yo, those
people.
But
you
people,
may not really I don't
see a problem with high standards.
I'm next. But
you got to be picky.
And it is her turn. I'm going to let her go.
I was stretching in the corner. Hey. Okay. I agree with what you guys are saying. But at the same time, your whole, like, you know what you want and it has to be what you want, I disagree with, just because I feel like dating is, like, trial and error.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna go, like, if your mindset is you have to be the perfect person, then you're gonna be single for a very long time because
forever.
Nobody is perfect.
Sorry.
Like, you have to understand, first of all, having that mindset, when people are like, you have to be perfect, well, you need to take a step back and look at yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you need to reflect on you as a person.
Yeah.
And you need to make sure that you are sufficient enough in your eyes to take on someone else in your life.
Word.
Because if you are not, and you are seeking perfection from someone else, try it again.
You know what?
Okay. You are, when you go through that process,
that's my best friend.
Yes, you're welcome. Because when you go into something, even if it's just talking, and you don't really know what you're looking for, and you're seeking perfection, and you just want everything from this person, one, you're setting yourself up for failure, and two, you're gonna end up hurting this person.
Yeah.
And for what? Like, and then you get into, don't even get me started on ghosting. You know who you are, people. And that's one of those things where it's like, you also, anybody that's dating or talking, you, at what point, like, at what age do you realize that, like, honesty is so important?
Yeah.
Like, if you get to the 2-month mark, you know enough about that person, depending, obviously, on, like, how long you've been, how many times a week or whatever you've been seeing each other, and like how much you've actually been engaging with that person, to know if there's someone that you even see yourself continuing talking to, moving to dating, and then so on and so forth. So if you get to a point where you realize that that person's not even someone that you like see yourself talking to further, then say it.
I look for potential.
Honesty is the best policy.
I would much rather someone be like, listen, I was stretching.
She was ready, bruh.
I would much rather someone look at me and be like, listen, I just don't see myself with you, you know? And I'd be like, thank you.
Are you currently in a talking phase right now?
No.
Can I add to that?
Are you available for that?
Hold on. I'm not done.
You're not done. Go ahead, sis.
I mean, because of the ages that we're at. Like, we are young. We're kind of like, we're going through that trial and error. But I always feel like everyone has had an experience that has hurt them. Everyone has had an experience that, regardless of the next relationship, you're going to think about it and be like, is this going to happen again? So you have to kind of just move in a way that you have to be, like I said, true with yourself. And if you're not, then you have to be at that point where you acknowledge that you have weaknesses, because
we all do.
You are just going to go on a pattern of destruction.
I got a question for you real quick.
I have an answer.
So if you go in the drive-thru, right, and you order a sandwich on the menu.
Oh God.
And you go and you pay for that sandwich on the menu. You said, I wanted pickles and ketchup. That's it. And then you go get that sandwich, drive off, get home, and you see mustard and mayonnaise.
We're going back.
What you gonna do? You just gonna be like, oh, it's not perfect. I'm gonna just take it. Or you're just gonna throw it away and hurt his feelings.
What?
If it has
Exactly. No, hold on.
I've never heard this correlation.
Right? Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, you gotta know what you're trying to order and get. Like, if somebody, you got, at the end of the day, you have to know what you really want. Like, and if they're not providing that, then it's like, okay, if you don't get with that, like, it's okay. Like, you know what I mean? So, like,
but that's why the trial and error mm-hmm. mindset is what I'm talking about. If you go into every relationship mm-hmm. or every talking stage, like, expecting the world from that person, then you are going to be very much disappointed. You have to know that, like, not everyone's perfect, and, like, you have to understand that person mm-hmm. and understand their quirks. And when you find the right person, mm-hmm. that's not going to matter. Mm-hmm. But how you deal with the person that you realize it's not going to work with mm-hmm. says a lot about you.
Word.
You are preaching right now. You are preaching, Taryn.
She's right.
And I lost my train of thought, but I was going to say, I think making adjustments are very important too, because I can understand your perspective where you know what you want.
Exactly.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. I want pickles, ketchup, mustard.
That's what I want.
You put mayo on that shit. I don't like that.
Exactly.
But maybe I get home, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I can eat it
but
with the mayo.
Maybe I can
adjust to it. It's not.
At this age, do you really expect know this, exactly what you want?
But that's how it is. I think it's like that on both ends, because nobody is perfect ever. No relationship is perfect.
I don't believe in perfect.
Even Russell Wilson and Sierra, they are not perfect. Or what she say, Russell Williams?
Russell Williams.
They're not perfect.
Russell Williams, shout out to that boy. Keep killing it out there. All right?
Sierra probably don't like mayo, but she got a little mayo. But
yeah,
that's how it is.
Yeah, I always believe just getting better. Just make sure you refine what you like. You
but
know
also,
I mean?
At the same time. Yeah. My people.
Oh shit!
Tell them
every relationship or situationship or entanglement that you get into. Learn something from it mm-hmm. and don't do it again. Mm-hmm. Take the knowledge that you got from that, even if you were the one that messed up.
Period.
And don't do it again.
Wise words from Taryn.
Talk it.
Talk it. Y'all want to get one more?
Oh, yeah. Let's do one more.
Rewind that if y'all really loved it. You know, I liked it. Run it back.
Who just went?
I don't remember. Oh, you did.
No,
you
just—that was you. Homegirl.
I'll go ahead. I'll finish it off.
How about that? Couldn't read.
I'll finish it off.
Okay.
This is gonna be the last one.
All right.
Thank you. Before we answer this last one, thank you, beautiful people, for all these wonderful questions.
Gorgeous.
This engaging conversation. We're gonna get a little ASMR for this last one here.
I don't know about y'all. Y'all taste that? It's been
the
real
toxicity.
Yeah.
Man, I felt it brewing.
It's musty in here.
That thing on my tongue, on my taste buds.
I felt it brewing. All right.
Ooh. Oh, God. No, let me chug this.
This is a beautiful last question.
All right. Bring it on.
This is a beautiful last question.
Be diabolical.
Does body count matter in a relationship?
Oh god.
The toxicity.
What you got? I need to know my answer. What you got, bro?
Oh fuck, I gotta start Africa. Oh fuck. This is a very, very, very tough question.
Very interesting question. I think guys and girls have different.
Wait a minute! I gotta start it. Let's go.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I try not to be too, you know, what's the word? Pushy on that, whatever it may be. There are a lot of hoes out here. There are a lot of hoes.
Where y'all at?
Everybody has a past, but that is a very tough one, because When I read this question, I think about someone that, like, that's my partner now. Like, this is, we're trying to solidify something. So if you tell me your body count 85, and I'll find out, you know, maybe 7 years into the marriage, whatever it may be.
It's too late.
Into the marriage, so you're married already.
It's too late.
And you just found out.
See, I don't like to talk about that.
That's crazy.
Cause I don't want to. I don't want to know yours.
Oh my God,
I don't want
I know
you to
that
know
on
mine.
The first date.
The first date. Cause I feel like that's such a. I mean, it depends on the person, but that's a question. Once you have that information, it just never goes away.
100%.
So if ever. if you tell me the first day your body count 85, then we not.
There's no second date.
Exactly. You can take the 95 home. So I'm
shout out to South Florida.
That's a tough question. I want to say I have a limit. I don't have an exact number, but if your shit up there, then I can't do it. I like experience, but I can't.
Taryn, what we got, Taryn?
Go ahead. It's crazy to me because I have heard there's like two perspectives. Mm. I feel like I've literally had a guy say, like, talking about his relationships, he's like, well, mine is in like the hundreds, but my girlfriend's is like 15. But in the guy's brain, it's equivalent to the hundreds. And I'm like, hello?
She got the impersonation.
Because we talk like this, bro. All
right, Scott.
No, literally.
I feel you.
Literally.
Yeah, I thought this bitch last night.
It is always so funny to me. Like, it's like, okay, sure, whatever. I get it. I think it depends on the kind of person that you are. Like,
that's what I think.
Yeah, so like, you don't, if you, like, okay, I have a question for you. Hold on. Oh my God.
Sorry, go ahead.
I have a question for you. So, like, say they admit, or guys in general.
Sure.
Say they admit, like, yeah, I had a little bit of a past, but, like,
everybody got a past.
I have changed, like, I've grown from then, or, like, whatever. Like, would you still be like, no?
That's why it's a tough question, because everybody has a past. I know if in my heart I change, I would want my girl to accept that.
Right.
And, you know, I would have to do the same.
Right.
But that's why it's such a tough question, because once you have that information,
it sticks with you.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. And I know guys that, like,
the number don't change.
Heard a number like that, and they think about it all the time. Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, I said the number don't change. The number's not going to go down.
Yeah.
It only goes up.
It only goes up.
What? It doesn't? I'm just kidding.
That's crazy.
That's a hard question.
Well, who asked this question?
I think.
Oh, man.
Personally.
Mister, this is the best question to end with.
The best thing to do for me, I think it's just better to be ignorant. Not to ask at all. Because the thing is,
I've heard that.
If you are ignorant to the fact, then you're going to be like, oh, she a virgin. Oh, you know what I mean? But I'm going to tell, like, you got experience if you doing some crazy things I've never even seen before, of course. But with me, I like a woman with experience. I'm okay with that. And I'm not going to be ignorant because, like, when she with me, like, she not going to want to leave me. So, like, all those other guys, they don't exist. Like, when she with me, she's not going to want to leave, bro.
I feel you so much.
I know, but it's just be ignorant, dog. Like,
that's why I don't want to know. Yeah. I don't want you to know mine. I don't want to know.
Also, disclaimer to any of you that have any of the high numbers they discussed, we are not judging.
We don't judge.
Just stop counting.
No.
Just stop counting.
Hashtag stop counting.
I feel like we always want to know. Like, you know, that's just how a female is. But guys are always going to be like, oh, well, her number is too high. You know what I mean? Like,
so then question.
Yeah.
So, like, you being ignorant, say, like, it comes up in conversation, like, down the road.
That's sure. What I was saying. Years into the marriage.
Wouldn't you much rather, like, know from the get-go what that is? So that it's not, like, you looking like the dumb one in the crowd of friends where it's, like, everybody knows about, like, Jennifer, you know? And it's, like, I don't know, and I'm with her.
Hey, yo, as long as she don't got STDs and we clean, yo, like... Let's continue on with our relationship.
I think
it goes back to making adjustments, you know. Well, I didn't want that mayo, but now that the mayo is here, I kind of got to deal with it. As long as, if we had a beautiful 7 years of our marriage, whatever it may be, and I've seen that you're loyal and we have such a great future ahead of us, I didn't want to hear that information, but now it's there. So now I got to deal with
it. Like, y'all are together.
But if you tell me at the beginning... Yeah, I can't do it.
Oh my!
So you wouldn't want to know in the beginning.
Guys are so different.
Would you like if?
I'm not judging.
We're not judging, but like
I'm talking about the very beginning. The very beginning.
So because you date a female, she's like, my body counts like 35.
You said you want to know first date.
35? No, it could be worse.
It could be way worse.
It could be worse, but I feel like from a guy's perspective, it's like 35 is equivalent to like 85.
Like I just said.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if the guys are like, oh, I fucked, like...
There we go.
Yeah, remember.
The boys.
Exactly. Like, men, we understand, like, you just gotta take life how it is. But, like, boys are gonna have their own fantasy. Like, I want a girl that only got, like, three guys on it. It's like, come on.
Okay, come on.
Like, that's not gonna be real, bro. Yeah. Like, the older you get, especially the older the woman, like, she's gonna have more bodies. Like,
that's inevitable for, like, a lot of people. Especially when they go through, like, whatever phase.
I just feel like you can't judge someone's past.
No, we're not judging.
Because if they're actively, like,
we're just not accepting it.
There's gonna be so many people that are gonna watch this and be like, look at him defending this.
Yes.
I'm like, no, I'm not.
I'm just saying,
you gotta see both sides.
You have to see both sides. If that's not what you're living into, like, then it is what it is.
I mean, I know,
I'm about to tell my man when he gets home.
Yo, Eve, what's good?
But for real, this was it's crazy that it ended this way on this. I could just feel for, all right, I gotta say this. Whoever comes on here, this beautiful setup we have, these beautiful vibes, I could just feel the toxicity brewing from the second the girls walk
so
in
here.
The bodies hit the floor. And when the bodies hit the floor. I had a great time.
Oh,
shout out.
Oh, shit. Oh, only broke the whole mic.
Hey, bro, we raging. I got it. We good.
That shit happened on camera.
We are done.
Listen. Hey, bro, we raging. We raging out here.
Ladies, drop your socials for the people one last time.
Go ahead, babe.
All right. You can follow me on Instagram. It's fabs_.
She'll figure it out. If you follow me, you will find her.
Fabs_Chavs.
There we go.
I don't know if you can spell it, just follow Taryn. Did you post pictures of me? Probably not. You do, okay. So just follow Taryn.
At Taryn Holford. On everything. Because I'm basic.
Oh, yeah, me, yeah. Devon. So divine.
That voice, I look like That's a singer, bro.
I like this
you
better, to be honest.
The end of that. You should sing so
can
loud.
Can I vibe
And you
with
know
y'all?
I gotta say it.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'm gonna drop my socials one more time. You know, Kaz, CAZ_0.
Boom!
But this beautiful, lovely, empowering, toxic podcast, you can follow it at Can I Buy With Y'all on IG, on TikTok, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Amazon, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Stitcher, on everything. We get out of here. Deuce.
Mic
we
drop.
Love y'all.
Much more. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.